All right, John Loftman in for Bruce Van Dyke, and it's the season. It's perch season, walleye season. A lot of folks get out on the lake on the good days in October. Today is not one of those. And with me is a good friend of mine. I've known him for 30 years, Captain Andy Amrisco of Wavewalker Charters, to give us a lowdown on what's going on Lake Erie. We should mention before we talk fishing that your boat, Wavewalker Charters, is the reason we have an Ohio State walleye record. 16 pounds, 2 ounces, and I believe it was November 23rd of 1999.
Yeah, day before Thanksgiving, 1999.
Yeah. Yeah, and your boat was in the water that late. I remember it had something to do
with it. I fished all the time. I fished always real late. I always did. In fact, we can mention, you know, all these walleyes, these record walleyes with this fall brawl were all caught around the same time, November, stuff like that.
Wow, yeah. I mean, you got to be a diehard fisherman to be on the lake in November. A lot of folks have their boats out of the water already and packed up and ready for next season.
Well, you know, John, really, the story with that, I was going rabbit hunting that day, but it was 65 degrees. And I got Black and the rest of the guys. I said, hey, I'm not running a dog in this kind of weather. Let's go fishing for perch. That's what did it. It was an accident. I wasn't even fishing for a state record.
That was a big perch, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, speaking of perch, let's talk about what's going on the lake, because I've been hearing horror stories, and I'm just wondering what your take is.
Yeah, it's really changed, perch fishing has.
Yeah. A lot of it has to do, I guess, with the fact that you just can't get shiners, or they're rare. But
there's a lot of things, John. Really, shiners are one of the things. It seems like the perch have really changed their habits. They're catching them out to Western Basin fairly decent, but not like they used to either. And the Central Basin and around here, they're just no one's doing anything. It's really slow, and a lot of it is the water fleas. They're eating water fleas now since shiners are scarce. So a lot of guys that want to catch perch are going to have to change their tactics, really.
Yeah, you know? put water fleas on your hook. Try doing that.
Well, you know what? The thing is, guys can try just smaller baits, you know, like a half a minnow, use some wax worms, maybe some maggots even, smaller baits that sort of mimic the water fleas. You know, the Western Basin doesn't have it because the water's too shallow. They like it. Water that's, you know, 45 to 60-some feet deep, and that's what we have out in the Central Basin. And that's why, you know, there are water fleas there. We see a lot of them on our lines when we're trolling for walleyes.
Mm. Speaking of which, there's a big fishing tournament going on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now, the Fall Brawl, it has developed in probably the best walleye tournament on the South Shore. It's put on by Erie Outfitters out of Sheffield Lake. It's a local bait store, one of the premier tackle stores in this area. And it started about 10 years ago, and it's grown now to this year, I think they have like over 10,000 entrants. So it's going to be a real good time. And they have beautiful prizes. I mean, they have two boats that are worth over $100,000 a piece, but they give away other prizes, one through five places, I think. And then they're really community-minded. They donate a lot of their profits and a lot of their money to the animal shelters. They give away a couple scholarships for kids for college. I mean, it's a real, real nice thing. It's a real good tournament, and everybody loves it.
And a terrific cause, too, in so many different ways. And so it's too late to register now. It begins, what, this weekend?
Yeah, well, the registration ended yesterday, and the brawl starts tomorrow at midnight, and it runs through November 29th at 8 a.m. Right now, most of the fish coming in are all just hogfish because it's late in the year, a big fish are coming in for pre-spawn, and they're gorging themselves on shad and minnows that are coming into the shallows now, and there's a lot of night fishing going on. One thing nice, too, about this tournament, you don't really have to be in a boat. They also take shore fishermen, so however you catch a walleye, whether you're on shore or in a boat, you can be a rich man. Basically.
Yeah, we were talking off air yesterday, Andy, and my guest is Andy Amrisco, a charter boat captain in primarily the Central Basin. Wavewalker Charters is the name of his charter boat. And we went out 30 years ago, you and I, and had some great walleye fishing, and it's been great fishing with you, whether it's perch or walleye, ever since. Had to give you a little plug there, Andy. Folks are coming from this tournament from all over. I mean, even states that, you know, outside of Ohio.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, they come from all around. Like I say, it's the premier walleye tournament on Lake Erie now. I really think so. I mean, and what's nice about it, like I mentioned a minute ago, is it's a local thing. It's, you know, it's done by Erie officers, Sheffield Lake. It's, you know, all people know about, half the guys know everybody, but it's drawing people not from everywhere. It's just a well-run, they have food drives for four. I mean, it's really, it's a good thing to get into, even if you don't fish, you know, because it's helping the cause. It's really nice.
Yeah, it's, and anyone who's known me or you for 5 minutes knows that we love to fish. But
yes.
What are they dragging? I mean, is it primarily trolling? Is it spoons? Is it plugs?
Yeah, well, you know, right now what's breeding hot ticket is like bandits, perfect tens, body baits, what I call body baits. I'm a spoon person. I like my spoons, and I do well with spoons. But what's really taking hold, you know, back in the day, John, when I fished off of Cleveland in the 70s and 80s, people didn't even know there were any walleyes off of Cleveland. Everybody thought you had to go to Western Basin to get them, whereas now the Central Basin is really popularized. The state record came out of there, you know that. And it's, but guys, I'm a spoon person. Everybody uses different techniques, and hey, fishing's fishing. You know, fish are in schools all their life, so they're pretty smart. That's the way I look at it. So you got to try whatever you can try, you know.
Yeah, and you don't have to be on a charter boat to catch walleye. I mean,
The only stipulation with the tournament is that everybody on the boat has to be entered in the tournament. So, I mean, if you wanted to go out with a couple of buddies who are in a tournament and you want to go with them, but you weren't in the tournament, if they would, in fact, catch a fish, they couldn't enter it because everybody on the boat has to be entered in the tournament.
Hmm. Okay, well, whether you're in a tournament or not, and whether you're able to get perch or not, it has not been a good season. Today is not a good day, obviously, with the temperature dropping and the rain coming through. And what's the best conditions? I mean, do you want a flat lake? Do you want 1 to 3 foot waves?
Well, you know, the thing is, this is what's really been hampering a lot of fishermen for both perch or walleye. These high winds and the waves are just keeping people off the boat, water. Larger boats, I have a 27-foot boat. I can handle a fairly good wave, but when the waves get over 3 feet, 4 feet, it's too hard to control the boat, control your speeds and lines, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, weather is a really big factor in this thing. And with fall, this is normally where you get your, you know, your northeast winds coming in, and it'll do a winds of November type of deal, and fishing gets rough. There's diehard fishermen out there now. These guys that going out with this fall brawler, they're diehard fishermen. They're dressed for the weather, and they're out there wiping snow off their nose, probably.
Yeah, that's some great prizes, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it is.
Andy, always a pleasure talking with you. Wave Walker Charters. Hey, do you have a website if folks want to connect?
Yeah,
with
I do.
Because,
I have WaveWalkerCleveland.com is my website. And I have a Facebook page, Wave Walker Charters. And then, of course, Andy Amisco. A lot of people know me. I've been fishing. I was thinking about it yesterday when you talked about this show. I've been fishing Lake Erie for over 65 years, John. I'm going to be 80 years old pretty soon. I'm one of them old salts.
Yeah, I know. But, man, you are agile. You get out there. And I'll never forget the first time we went out 30 years ago when you were releasing walleye that were Fish Ohio walleye. You just said,
10-pounder.
Oh, hey,
we tested 10-pounder, remember?
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah.
Andy
Amisco, there, John. In fact, you know what? It's funny. I looked at some of the records from the fall brawl. The last 4 years, the winning fish came off right off of Cleveland. In fact, last year's winner came within 2 miles of where we broke the state record in 1999. He was 2 miles away from where I had caught that record, and you know that was over 16 pounds. But that's Cleveland's got some big fish. It really does.
All right. Fishing Fever, Andy Amrisco, Wave Walker Charters. Thanks, Andy. Be well. Good fishing, my friend.
Nice talking to you, John. Yeah. You have a good day yourself, buddy. God bless.
Always a pleasure. God bless you, my friend.